Makena Kalo. Once upon a time, a heron named Makena perched on a rock with a fine little fish in his beak. He was happy because he was very hungry, and the fish would be delicious. Then the fish squirmed, and Makena dropped it. Just as he was about to pick his prize back up, a wave came and washed it away. "You took my fish," Makena said to the wave. "Give it back." "I'm sorry," the wave said timidly. "I cannot give you back that fish because he is already swimming away. I can give you another fish, though." "Fine." The wave gave another fish, and Makena flew away with it. Makena landed on the roof of a nearby shed and left the fish for a moment to get a drink of fresh water. When Makena returned, the fish was gone. Where could it be? Makena looked everywhere. On the ground, some people were cooking fish. The people were pointing at Makena. "You took my fish. Give it back," Makena screeched. "We can't," a little girl said. "We already cooked it. But you can have a piece of cooked fish." "Fine," Makena accepted the cooked fish and flew away. Flying is thirsty work, and Makena needed another drink. So he hid the piece of cooked fish on a windowsill. And when Makena returned from his drink, it was gone. "Where is my fish?" "We cut it up and made fish cakes," said an old woman. "Give it back." "I can't give your fish back, but I can give you a fish cake." "Fine," Makena grumpily accepted the fish cake and flew off. Makena knew he had to find a good spot to finally eat his fish. But by the time he found the perfect perch, he was thirsty again. So he stowed his fish cake in a hidden alcove, then went for another drink. When he came back, it was gone. "Where is my cake?" "It was tea time," said an old man. "We ate it."
"Give it back."
"We can't. We ate it," said a woman.
"But we make rope. Here are two lengths of rope for you."
Makena grudgingly took the rope and flew off. Rope was useful, but Makena was still hungry. So he decided to stash his new rope in a tree, then flew off to go about his business. But when Makena returned, the rope was gone. Under the tree, some people were drumming.
"Where is my rope?"
"We used it to make our drums," said an old man.
"Give it back."
"We can't, but you can choose two drums to take with you."
"Drums are better than nothing." Makena chose two drums, then grouchily flew off with them. On a tall palm, Makena tapped the drums with his beak. He liked the different sounds of the drums, toot-toot and dan-dan. A poor woman passed under the tree and listened to the drumming. The woman watched as Makena beat his drums with his beak and smiled.
"I wish I had some nice drums like those," the woman said. "Oh, the music I would make!"
Makena thought for a moment, then flew the drums down and gave them to the woman.
"Why, thank you," the woman said. "My children will love this."
Makena smiled as he watched the woman carrying her drums home to her children. Generosity felt good. Now, all he needed to do was find some fish.